welcome to Metaphysical Today. I'm Mason Knight, and of course, I'm with famed psychic Hazel Firefly. How are you, darling?
I'm okay. I will apologize. The air helicopter just decided to land at the hospital.
I know. That happens. That happens. Oh. Bless them.
It's been some trouble, so.
Yeah.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Miss Brenda. How are you? It was so nice seeing you this weekend. She was so sweet.
Didn't she poison you? I would have.
If so, it's got to be something like long-term arsenic. I tell you what she went and did. She went and made me gluten-free cookies.
Oh, bless her.
And then comes apologizes because she put too much sour cream cheese in there. And I taste them, and oh my God, they're fucking delicious. Like, I put a limit on myself on how many of them I can have a day. They're that good.
See, she do think of you.
She does. She does. And, you know, she brought animal crackers for Invisible, and he's just having the whole child flashback. It's like, enjoy.
Oh, bless. See? Oh.
He comes out. And he shows me the bag, and it's like 3 in the morning. He's like, are these unicorn? And I'm like, yes, dear, they are unicorns. The last time I checked. What are you smoking? Like, I know they're not lacing his cheap cigarettes with anything.
Oh, God. See you.
Yes, he did like the mystical ones. They mess with his head a bit.
We have little animals over here covered in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to send him some of them.
Yeah, we'll see if he'll eat them. we'll talk about that off there. He's ate a lot of what you sent. He's been put on the job of taking care of the biscuits.
Do they meet satisfaction levels?
They do. He actually likes the invisible. He likes the vanilla ones better than the chocolate ones.
Does he really?
No, I was like, huh? Okay, that's weird for you.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, so he got his new food in this month. He gets his $10.
Bless him.
So, it is what it is. So how are you? How's the redecoration?
Well, my hallway is done. My floor is done. So next is the kitchen.
Yay.
So get in there slowly.
Yeah, it takes time. Redecoration takes forever. Are they also painting for you?
Mm-mm. Me and Sean are doing it.
Ah, are you going to do a bright yellow?
Well, I've done, you can't really see it. It's a silver, but it's got sparkles in the paint.
Oh, how cool.
But you can't really see it with the light.
Yeah, and that happens, but it'll get picked up soon, you know. Yes. Do you like your new floors?
Yeah, they're silver gray as well.
Good, good. So, you know, that harmony gray is occurring.
I like gray because it can look clinical, but also nice because you can tart it up or tart it down.
Yes. You know, agreeable grayscale is nice because, you know, you can, you know, put other colors with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people's really doing the gray right now. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Back my Victorian patterns. You know, we'll get there.
And what I like with the gray is if Parker comes along with this
right,
I'm done earlier and scratch the wall, it's quick enough to just repair.
Yeah. Yeah, you grab a pen and over and done with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nanny left a nice line down the wall.
Ah. So it happens.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello, Miss Shannon. How are you, darling? Hope you're doing well. Oh. So, we're talking about the difference between boundaries and acceptance. And also, what is boundaries?
To me, boundaries are something you put in place, because if you're going to live together, you can't live together if you're constantly doing things to upset the other person.
Right. For me, boundaries is don't come in the kitchen when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
However, you know, you also have the more like consequences. If my kitchen is not clean, I'm not cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you are like that with your kitchen, but I'm like that with the washing.
Uh-huh.
So if the washing's not put in the basket, it don't get done.
Yeah.
And Sean knows it's no good saying to me 10 minutes later, Mum, where's my joggers?
Wherever you left them.
Yeah, they weren't in the basket, so they didn't get washed.
Yeah.
You know. And boundaries are important when you live together.
And, well, they're important in everything. You know, they're important in life. They're important in relationships, definitely. Like, you need to have your boundaries set. Like, nope, not meeting your kids until I've dated you for 6 months.
Yeah. Boundaries are also important for building the foundation of the relationship.
Right.
There's so many different things that need to go in building those foundations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it sets the cost of admission very clearly.
Yes. Yeah. And if you set those, I'm going to say, if you set those footings correctly,
mm-hmm. Right.
Then you know that everything will be okay because the rest of the relationship will flow.
Right. And there's no guessing.
True.
Yeah, you have to enforce them. There has to be clear consequences predetermined.
So what were your consequences then? Because you tested Brenda.
I didn't test Brenda yet. I really haven't tested her.
Well, she's I think Brenda might say otherwise.
But no, like there needs to be a clear one there. You know, like, if you do not call me by Wednesday, I'm not going out. I'm not available for you on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, my mates know that if I'm working, you don't call me.
I'm going to interrupt everyone, you. Ladies, Narissa just texted me. Parker is teething. What do you advise?
Sherry. Sherry on the gums. It'll be just fine.
You could see the tooth right under the skin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, bless him. He's screaming constantly.
Frozen waffles and sherry, baby.
I'm going to tell her that.
Yep. Let him suck on a waffle. Won't hurt him a bit. The coldness will numb his gum. The sherry will calm him down. Just take it, dip your finger in the bottle, rub it on his gum. We're not giving him a full shot.
That's a good idea. I'm saying they've said on the podcast to use sherry.
Or whiskey. Whiskey is a little burny, but it'll keep the infection out if there's an infection. Because we don't need that coming in.
No, no.
And Shanna has said frozen fruit.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Ooh. Oh, it's hard because they can't tell who, can they?
No, they can't.
Right, let's see what she says to that.
Probably she doesn't want to get her son drunk already, and it's not. Like, you know, and that's something that has changed. Like, let's go on this track a minute. When we grew up, and granted, you know, I'm Gen X, so, you know, we were already, you know, released to the wild early in life.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you had a cold, you got a hot toddy.
Yeah.
If yeah. you're cutting teeth, you got, you know, whiskey. I got sherry on the gums. Numbs the gums. The alcohol is a lovely anti-everything. been used for years for painkiller. You know, nowadays it's dear gods. No, you'll get them drunk. You'll make it. No, you won't.
Mine, if they played up and they wouldn't sleep, I would dip their demi in whatever I were drinking.
Exactly.
Or what was ever in the fridge.
Yeah. You know, especially whooping cough. Dear gods, they still haven't gotten that even healed yet.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. And you know, over here, they don't start weaning them onto solid food till they're 6 months old.
6 months?
Yeah. Mine would eat everything by the age of 6 months.
I think it's on the child.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't like this. Well, we're going to wean it. No, try them on foods.
Yeah.
And try them on everything. I don't care if you don't like it. See if they like it.
Yeah. That's the main thing, isn't it?
It is. And getting them outside and muddy and dirty and letting them have a childhood.
Because it was warm here today.
Mm-hmm.
I took him out in his pram with just a vest and his shirt on.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? It's too warm. I'd rather him be a little bit cooler than be overheating.
Exactly. And that's dangerous. Overheating is more dangerous for a baby than cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, and it's like when he starts walking, let him walk.
I can't wait. I want to see him fall over, get up and laugh. And
exactly.
That to be a proper kid.
Exactly. You know, I don't get it anymore, you know, but anyhow, yes. Sherry, whiskey, rum, all work very well. You just do not want to clear alcohol. Dip your finger in it, put it on his gums, won't turn him into an alcoholic when he's older or any of that other bull crap.
Well, I've told her that, so.
Yeah.
Bless her. First time mum is hard, isn't it?
It is. It is so, especially during the teething phase. And then, you know, because you're just now getting them to where they'll sleep through the night.
Yeah.
And then they don't sleep because they're hurting. And they've yet to create something useful.
Yeah.
I mean, because they've got like these little rings at our stores, and it's like those things aren't worth shit.
Thing is, you can't give them when they want to go to bed because that's not going to help them.
Right. You know, because you've got to hold it for them to chew on because they ain't grasping yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, back to Bundry. Sorry.
No.
Little off track.
Let me answer this real fast.
That's fine. Do you know what, Shannon? We can't get it, give that over here until the baby's 6 months.
Yeah. And by then, hell, they've already got their teeth.
Yeah.
Or at least the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, but I have a problem with Ambisol because it doesn't do any killing of germs.
No.
It just numbs the pain, which is great. But wait for the funny story.
We love funny stories.
We do, we do. But so boundaries have consequences. It's like putting a fence up. If you come through my fence, this will occur.
Yeah.
Acceptance is like, well, this is just how it is. You know, it's just normal for him. It's Friday. He wants pizza and beer. Okay, fine. You can have two beers and a pizza because you don't get drunk. You're not allowed to get drunk.
The thing is, this may sound harsh, but if you're accepting at the start of the relationship, you're basically saying you can walk all over me the whole time we together.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Right. And, you know, and Brenda brings up consequences need to be reasonable and realistic, though too lax or too harsh won't work. Right.
That's why a relationship works on teamwork.
Well, it does, but it should be simple consequences and simple boundaries. You don't call me by Sunday. You ain't going out. We ain't going out Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a simple consequence. That's not a harsh one. It's just like, nope, sorry. You didn't reserve time for me. So, you know, there's those different situations that you have to be involved in.
Let's ask the audience, what boundaries did you put in place for your relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be good to see how everyone differs.
Well, yeah, they're going to differ. They're going to be different from people. They're going to be different by relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't carry the same boundaries from one relationship to another.
No, no.
You know.
Because if your first relationship failed, there'd be no point in going into the second relationship using that template that you used for the first.
Well, and it's the same, you know, and standardly is the same behavior, because you don't, I see so often they don't change their behavior from one to another.
Yeah.
You know, and especially today, you know, when you use words that have multiple definitions to them. Example, you're not allowed to cheat on me. Define cheating.
I was just going to say, the amount of people that think cheating is talking to another person online.
Right.
If there's nothing sexual, if there's nothing derogatory, they're allowed to have friends.
But that's your definition.
Yeah.
I swear, some people think their definition is, you know, sexual behavior. Mine is opening a bank account with somebody else, investing in something long-term with someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Making plans behind my back for something else.
Yeah.
That's cheating for me. I don't care what you do on the side. Brenda's are really easy. Don't lie to me. Don't cheat on me. Leave if you're not happy. Don't hit me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, physical violence is untolerated.
Yeah.
I don't even like yelling at this point in my life.
See, Brenda have got the same idea as me.
Yeah.
Because if you see a female in the street that you know, are you going to walk straight past them, or are you going to stop and have a conversation?
Right. You should stop and have a conversation. And, you know, oh, but he might. Why? If he wanted to leave, he would leave. If he wanted to have an affair, he's going to have an affair no matter what you say or do.
Yeah. I'm a great believer in that.
So if you sit there and you just have pure conversation, direct conversation, focused on what goes on in your relationship, then you deal with it. You don't need to know his friends.
No.
You don't need to know, you know, what he does at work all day. None of your business.
And I think that's what some people find hard to cope with.
They do. They do. Because they want to be so involved with the person. And it's like, back up.
But now I'm going to throw another spanner in the works.
Okay.
Does that come down to boundaries or jealousy?
That's insecurity.
Yeah.
Point blank, Dudley do right, insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, if you are to the point that your man should really just have a paper bag over his head and horse blinders.
Yeah.
Then you're not wanting a relationship. You're wanting a human pet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use my time and money on someone else.
There's no harm in window shopping.
This is what I say. I'd rather them look at the menu and know what they're getting at home.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Than to look at the menu and hide it from me that they really hate the cooking at home.
Yeah. I agree with that totally. Jesus, Brenda, you're talking some sense tonight. What's going on?
Oh, this is one of her favorite topics.
Hi, Bella. And I suppose as well, when you've got somebody that's so insecure, there's nothing you can do for them. They need to work on that themselves.
They do. It's like you can't build somebody's self-esteem.
No. No.
Now you got to watch because it'll drive down to their own self-esteem. But you can't build people's self-esteem. You have to sit back and let them build it yourself.
Yeah. Because if you build it for them, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
It's not building self-esteem. It's filling ego.
Yeah.
You know, and you just can't do that. It doesn't work.
No.
And that's the hard fact, is it doesn't work. You can't improve somebody. Nobody's a fixer-up project.
No.
You know, if they have it. And that's the other part of acceptance, of just going, okay, well, this is who they are. This is what it, can I pay that price of admission? I love this. This comes from a columnist I like using a lot. And he says, everyone comes with a price of admission. The question is, will you pay the price of admission? Example, I work 70 hours a week. I run two companies by myself. I don't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
Me talking on the phone for 3 hours with you in a day? Hell no.
No. I'll put my hands up and be the first to say, I haven't got time for a relationship.
Right. And understanding that you don't have time for the relationship. Understanding that you don't want a relationship that's bullshit.
Yeah. Because to me, my kids and the baby are more important.
Right.
Than anybody that'll come into my life.
Right. But, you know, someone coming into your life has a lot of, like, you have a check of high admission. Your ticket price is higher than, you know, some people's. And it's because of your job. You work from home. Okay. Yeah. You podcast, you have clients, you have a lot of things going on there at home. So your house has to be quiet.
If I can't trust somebody that's coming into my life, I wouldn't be able to work with them in the house.
Exactly.
Because confidentiality is our massive thing.
Right.
You know, and when I'm working, as you know, Sean is upstairs. He stays there, does his own thing.
Right.
But no, I just haven't got time. Do I want to share my bed with somebody else? Nah, I like to starfish.
Well, understandable. You know, and that's something, you know, that is different in couples. Some couples want to sleep together. Other couples prefer to have their own bedrooms.
Yeah.
Both are okay.
Yeah. We've even got quite a few couples over here who have separate houses because they love each other, but they can't live with each other. And rather than split a family up as such, they see that as the better option.
Right. You know, I get to have my nice Victorian home and someone gets to have their modern home. I could see that being beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you've got to have, and this is something I think new couples that are in new relationship energy, you've got to have breathing room.
Yeah.
You know, today's times, we don't have the same things that are a problem. We do not have the, you know, telephone with an answering machine where you have to leave a message. We don't have the you know, waiting for the mailman to deliver a letter. You know, we get email and text and social media and, you know, a phone on us at all times.
But I think mobile phones have destroyed relationships.
No, messy human behavior has destroyed relationships.
See?
Right.
I think with mobiles, people are too demanding in relationships. Like, where are you? What are you doing?
None of your business.
I just put my phone on silent and don't answer.
No, I don't answer back, none of your business. They don't have that right. There's only two people in this world that has the right to ask me what I'm doing. And that person ain't one of them.
I wouldn't answer FaceTime last week to my oldest.
Uh-huh.
Then he messaged me and said, Parker wants to.
Uh-huh.
He knew I'd answer the FaceTime to Parker.
Right.
All Parker wanted was a nice new jogging suit.
Exactly, because he grew out of his first one.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it's like, I'm working. Of course, yeah. I think our boundaries with work has changed too. How often do you go into a store nowadays and the salesperson has their phone in their hand?
Yeah.
Or on it. And it's obviously not talking business.
Do you know what? I'm terrible. If I go to a store, mm-hmm. and you know, like when you go to the cashier, if they don't say hello and make eye contact,
right.
that's my first impression of, you're really ignorant.
Right.
I come to this store to spend my money.
Mm-hmm.
My money contributes to your wages. Mm-hmm. So the least you can do is be polite and say hello.
Right. But, you know, and Brenda, we're talking about dating people. You know, when within that first 3 months of dating, it's like, what you doing? Done ya.
Do you know what I'd say if somebody said, what are you doing? I'd say, having a shit, why? Is it a problem?
Yeah. Or, you know, and this is like constant communication. Like, that is never good. Long phone calls are a treat. They should be a treat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, expecting messages to be returned instantly.
Yeah.
No. If you're dating someone, don't set that behavior.
We work together so much.
Yeah.
We know we can fly messages back and forth, and then it'll take hours to answer the next one.
Right.
But we both understand that's our workload and how we work,
yeah,
as co-hosts together. Mm-hmm.
And as advisors. And, you know, when we're, and this is just us, I'm thinking of like people that are in other jobs.
Yeah.
Like messaging an attorney at 9 a.m, you ain't getting anything except a bill from him.
No, no.
Or his employer.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. But I also think as well, like, friendships are totally different as well. And boundaries seem to have changed in friendships as well.
They have. I don't know. I think I've gotten a lot smaller circle.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of social media. Because you're able to see that person's behavior way yeah. earlier. And it's like, you change relationships faster than the status can update. Yeah.
I can honestly say I've got one very, very close friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know I could phone her now and say, I need you, and she'd be here. And right. it's vice versa. But when you look on social media at friends you've had for years,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden they're posting, going out with Jim tonight, going out with Barry next week. And I'm like, poor girl, you're changing your men more times than you're changing your knickers.
Uh-huh. Very much so. And that's always a problem for me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. you know, and then, like, I don't know. Like, some people just live soap operas. And I am like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then those people on social media who we've had for friends for years,
mm-hmm.
you haven't spoken to since right. God knows when. And then they'll message you and say, oh, can I ask you a question? You know, like, is he cheating on me? And I'm like, by your reading.
Yeah. See me on the network. Here's my address.
Yeah.
Like, I have a rule. I don't read for friends or lovers.
No. No. I won't read for the boys.
All right.
I won't read for Narissa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I won't read for, I'm really old fashioned. I won't read for people in my area.
I know you won't. Because I have no problem with it, but you know, it's like, you want a reading, you come for a reading. You book an appointment. You don't go, oh, let's have coffee and then, you know, yeah, ask me about your boyfriend.
That's, and I think, so rude. I don't do that because, as you know, our houses are like so close to each other.
Right.
We can hear each other through the walls, sort of thing. And I'm like, I'm not starting that game.
Right. You know, and the other thing is, for me in general, like, when I think when I look at people in relationships, it's like I can sit there and see the problems at the very beginning because they repeat the same thing. Yeah. And if you watch these stories of Facebook, you can sit there and go, mm-hmm, I see why you don't have a man. You know, you start going, you know, you don't pay attention, you don't listen, you're too busy documenting the occurrence on your Facebook.
They put what they have for breakfast, what they have for tea, what they weighed in for the day. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why you can't get a relationship because you can't even keep the basic things in life private.
Right. And see, that's a separate thing is you got to have a discussion on privacy. Yes. Everyone has their level of comfortability.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it takes, if you're looking for a serious date, a serious partner, you need to be looking for a serious partner.
Yeah.
And you do that by first looking and go, okay, what does someone in my life look like?
Yeah.
Who's doing the cooking? Who's doing the cleaning? Who's paying the lunch bill? Who, you know, who's going to ask? Who's going to go out? Who's paying? All these things need to be negotiated. Because back, you know, 50 years ago, you know, it was the woman or, you know, the feminine energy of the relationship that didn't pay for dinner.
Yeah.
Unless it was a bad dinner. Like, and that's when you knew you weren't getting a second date.
I'm really old fashioned in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I go on a date, I expect somebody to hold the door open for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect them to say, what would you like to drink?
Right.
Because for me, right, I'll say to my boys, if you can't treat me with respect, you're not going to be able to know how to treat a woman with respect.
Exactly.
And I think the first impression of when you meet somebody are those impressions that make the lasting effect.
I would agree. I really would agree. I also would agree with, you know, you've got to keep your own self within your own boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you've got to really take a look at what you want in your life.
Yeah.
Because if you want, you know, people go, okay, fine, man, why can't you? Yeah, you're looking.
Yeah.
But do you want a relationship? There's a difference there. And when they go, oh, I want a successful man that has all everything. Well, honey, you got to build that.
I so agree with that, Brenda. Right. I really do.
Yes.
And I often find, and you probably find the same, if a couple argue, they go run into their friends, talking bad about their partners, then their friends turn on their partners and they wonder why.
Right. Or they do the opposite. They argue, they fight, they post screenshots on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? A popularity contest here?
Yeah.
Like, no. Don't be doing that either.
Because private lives are private. They're private lives for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't think that people understand what privacy is anymore, or privacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we can see that for, you know, Princess Catherine.
Yeah.
She couldn't even keep private her own medical condition.
And that's hard.
Right.
You know, like, if I can't do a show, I will private message you and say, look, this is the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't come on you and say I can't do a show because of da, da, da. That's my private life that I keep private.
Exactly. But, you know, and I'm not going to blast you on Facebook going, she didn't show. Oh, my God, she didn't have a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. That applies in dating relationships also.
Definitely.
You know, just because, like, oh, I can't make it this Friday. Okay, that's nice. Doesn't mean they're not interested. It means they can't make it on Friday.
And always treat others with respect. If you're doubting if you can make plans, you say at the time, look, I'm trying to sort it out. I would like to see you Friday, but I'll let you know Thursday for definite.
Right. The other part here is don't immediately think they're cheating. People, because I promise you, if you keep accusing somebody of doing something, they will go do it just to shut you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. People don't get that.
Perhaps that's one thing we could bring into a show soon, is what people class as cheating.
Well, it goes the gambit, honey. It goes from anything from ordering at McDonald's, because, you know, you're talking to a girl. Oh, my God, you're talking. And this is why I hate that question, because I'm like, literally or figuratively.
Yeah.
Is he talking to another female? Well, yeah, since he let y'all out of the house without escorts, it's really hard. Not to. You know what I mean. No, I know what your question was.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the relationship that my son and his partner got.
Mm-hmm.
They live together. I have the baby one night a week. Oh, and that's such a hard thing for me, you know.
Just one night, not the full weekend.
He'll go fishing and do his thing.
Uh-huh.
And she'll go out with the girls and do her thing.
Right, because they're with each other.
Yeah.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant that they do that.
Right. And I think it's brilliant to take your own time.
Yeah.
Do your own thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because that's important as well as part of boundaries.
It is. It's highly important. It's highly important how to draw those boundaries for when they start doing the latch one. It's like,
Yeah.
Nope. Back over in your box.
Because you can't go throughout life
mm-hmm.
staying in the house constantly with the person that you're in a relationship with.
Right. But you want a successful person, but you don't want to let them out of your sight.
Yeah. So you got to weigh up your pros and cons. You can't have a relationship with somebody if you don't trust them.
Right.
If you don't trust them, the boundaries you've put in place are non-existent.
Right.
See?
Yeah. It shouldn't be any begging. It should be like, I need the house Friday night. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how they are. He goes fishing to France once a year with the boys.
Uh-huh.
And she'll go on a girl's holiday.
Right. But those are important. Those are healthy things to go do. I love camping. I will probably go camping this year. Joe, he goes glamming. I'm like, nope, give me a tent, a body of water, a fire.
Yeah.
You know, leave me be. You know, and he's like, can we get a cabin? Can we, you know, is there going to be a bed there? Is there going to be a hot tub?
Joe wants the luxuries where you're happy with slumming it.
Well, I'm like, give me a tent and some firewood and a fishing rod and leave me alone for a day.
See, but that's brilliant because you both know what each other likes and you're both willing to make compromises.
And communicate about those compromises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why your relationship works so well.
Right. And that's because that's the other thing is we work together. We don't see each other that much. No. He's in his office. I'm in mine. It was like, don't y'all get on each other's nerves? We don't see each other long enough. We see each other at dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, that's what worked for you too.
Yeah. Because I am very much a free spirit.
Yeah.
I have very strong boundaries about you ain't gonna tell me what to wear. Unless I'm going to your family's funeral, you ain't gonna tell me what I can and cannot do. That don't help either.
Yeah.
Like, you tell me I can't do something, come hell, high water.
Yeah.
It gonna get done.
Yeah. The thing is, anyway, when you go to a family funeral, it's not as if you're gonna do anything wrong because it's showing respect to the other people that's there.
Well, true, but like if everybody in the family wears black suits, I have a red suit I could wear. And it's like, no, we ain't doing that.
It's a big thing over you now that people don't wear black for funerals.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. Well, y'all guys have a whole color code anyhow.
Yeah.
Like, people don't wear purple over there either.
Not for funerals. It's normally something really bright and colorful.
Uh-huh.
They don't see it. This may sound silly to others, but to me and to you, we'll understand completely.
Right.
It's not seen as the end of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen as a new beginning.
Right. And we get that. But, like, you know, what, like, there are some colors that only royals wear. And if they wear other colors, it's like, ooh, something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But over here, funerals are a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go to a funeral. One person that was buried asked specifically for rugby kits to be worn to the funeral.
Rugby kits?
Yeah.
Those would be rugby shoes?
Rugby shoes, the whole kit. They wanted
the whole uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Would have been interesting if they wanted to their funeral to be a rugby game.
Yeah. They did actually, 3 weeks later, have a charity rugby match and donate the money to the cancer charity.
How cool.
Yeah.
How cool. But, you know, and it's, but literally, like, everything should come with a boundary of this is how far you can go.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's different from rules, which is like, if you do this, I'm going to be mad at you. You don't need a bunch of rules in your relationship. You need boundaries of like, I am not going to go do X, Y, and Z with you.
No. Rules are what destroy a relationship.
They are, because they come out of insecurities. However, process.
Bye, Bella. Wherever you are in the world, have a lovely week.
Yes. She'll rewatch later. But, you know, these are different things that go on. These are things that I think are subsiding. And it's like, why do you have relationships that are hot and heavy? And, you know, just all into it. And then a week later, it's gone. It's because there's no boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I call jumping in 2 feet first without thinking.
Right. And when they do think, it's too late.
Yeah.
And they jump right back out. Because it's like, what am I doing? But why am I allowing this person to talk to me like that?
But then they jump from the fire into the frying pan and redo it all again.
Right. And it's like, you didn't learn the first time. You know. And it's like, oh, come on. You know. Why aren't you doing what you want in your life and having a partner? Not why do you have someone that, you know, you are the human pet for?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other pet hate in a relationship, and you will find a lot of people doing this, is you're walking down the street with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You bump into somebody you haven't seen for a while. Mm-hmm. Thing you'll say is, this is my boyfriend, as if to say, eyes off, he's with me.
Well, you know what I take that as is more so like, oh, well, that's interesting. You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're insecure or you're trying to advertise, one of the two?
Yeah.
Like, did you think you couldn't get one?
That's a good way to look at it, actually.
You know.
That really is.
And like they're trying to introduce, and this happens with like other things too. And it's like, did you think you couldn't have it?
Yeah.
Is that why we're all, you know, Twitter-pated right now about it? Or are you looking for permission?
Yeah.
And that's something people sometimes have to get, is permission.
If I had to get permission off anybody, I'd tell them where to go.
See, I don't do the mother may I. Like, I really suck at that game.
Yeah.
Or Simon Says. I also suck at that game.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't play them. I don't do them well. I'm not going to entertain them in a relationship.
The thing is, for yourself,
mm-hmm.
if you start giving into, well, not just for yourself, for anybody, if you start giving into demands within the beginning of your relationship,
mm-hmm.
that sets the boundary of treat me as you want to treat me, that's fine.
Right. And it's like, that is not fine. That's not fine on any plane of the existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, Brenda brought a good thing up about sex in a relationship.
That one I think has to be discussed out. One, it's not a power tool. Yeah, and a lot of people jump into relationships for sex. You can have sex without a relationship. It's not required.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the 1950s. It hasn't been required since then.
No.
Okay, but be smart about it.
As long as you're using precautions.
Right.
You know, there's no reason why you can't just have a sex friend as such.
Well, you know, friends with benefits are lovely. Just make sure that the benefits equal the amount of investment.
Yeah, and you've got to make sure that your feelings don't start developing for that person.
Well, if they do start developing, that's okay. Okay. But, you know, because, you know, I'm also one of those that says make sure you can take the car around the block time or two, because you don't want to be stuck for 40 years with a bad engine.
So your attitude is try before you buy.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
See?
But have honest conversations about those issues.
Yeah.
About what you want your relationship to look like.
Yeah.
And revisit it often.
Because things change over time. You change over time. They change over time.
And the needs change over time.
Yes.
You know, like very early on, you may not be one that needs a lot of touch feel.
Yeah.
Others, you may, you know, and then 20 years in, it's like, no, I want to hug. I want to kiss. Like, come here. Pay attention to me. And they're going, what the hell? What have you done that now you're wanting this?
Where did this all come from, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Relationships are weird and wonderful things, but they need to be worked at.
Constantly.
Yeah.
They take work. They take investment. They take your time. They take you learning to accept, well, that's just how he is.
And this is where a lot of people go wrong. Within a relationship, you've also got to be able to accept criticism.
Heavily.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you look like a couch, don't ask me how you look. You know, some people have learned that one the hard way.
Yeah.
And they go, well, that's rude. It's like, no, you look like a couch. That's not rude. That's truthful.
Would you rather me lie to you and you go out looking like a slob? Or would you rather me be truthful and say, that don't look good?
Right. Your purple and orange outfit really makes you look like a bad jack-o'-liner.
Yeah. Because if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask.
And let's jump into that topic real fast. Have you gotten clients here lately that'll come back to you and go, well, these other four psychics said this?
Yes.
And expect you to try to argue with them on why you're right?
Yes.
And, you know, I've gotten to, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And I literally tell them, go back to those four psychics then, because apparently that's the reader you want to work with.
When they come and say that to me, I always come straight away. My first sentence is, I will not comment on what any other reader says because it wouldn't be professional of me.
Right.
So straight away, I'm safeguarding myself.
Well, I'm at the point now that it's like, I see what I see. I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to be doing there.
Yeah. Because if we don't have trust in our cards and our guides, there'd be no point in us working.
Exactly. But I'm finding that a lot of people want to hear the awful negative self-talk that isn't true. It's made up in their mind.
Yeah.
But they're what, and I'm like, go back over there that feel that fear. And I really wish they wouldn't call themselves psychics.
Yeah.
Start calling yourself what you are, which is a fear reader. If you don't want to do a deep reading, if you don't want to look at the question as it is, don't be playing with these people. Because, you know, and I've told a few, like, everybody isn't cheating.
My big hate is when they say, my friend pulled some cards for me. Number one, is your friend a reader?
Right.
Number two, is your friend a registered reader?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a good reader knows you don't read for your friends, the same as you don't read for yourself.
Right.
And number four, what you've told him is bullshit.
Well, and number five, we'll go with number five also.
Go on.
Your friends are going to tell you what they think. Now, if they don't like the man or they want the man, they're going to go, they're not going to read, you know, the cards are going to be influenced by that.
And that's why we always say, no good reader reads for themselves and you don't read for friends and family.
Right. You know, and you don't go running and cursing them just because they broke up with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't stop with the person on the street corner that's saying, give me £5 and I'll pull your cards.
Well, £5 is not that much. You know, it should be a pound a card. But at the same time, you need to be watchful. Like, do your research. Find a professional reader. Find one that you can find on Google.
I always say about these, I call them street corner readers. They carry cards in their pockets and then pull them out.
Okay.
If you're a vulnerable person and they tell you something you don't want to hear, that could send you right over the edge.
Well, and see, the other thing is if you don't, you know, people that want, like, I hate when people come to me and they're like, he's cheating, isn't he? And it's like, I don't know. Let me take a look.
Yeah.
And all he's doing is working.
Yeah.
Like, dude got a job. Dude now has two extra kids. He needs to go make some money.
Yeah.
You know, he can't be up your elbow. He's not replying to my texts. Do you really want him to text you while he's at work and lose his job so you can pay his bills?
But I'm also finding now the lockdown babies are, like, coming. And the questions about them, like, did he... Is he the father of so-so's baby?
And
I'm like, I can't answer that. It's a legal question.
Well, I'm not a rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ask the rabbit if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And who the daddy is. Don't be asking me.
I had one lady that came with six names.
The six names? Was she reading a phone book?
Asking me who the father was.
Okay, can I just sidestep here a minute? I do believe that for many, many centuries now, people have been able to figure out where that 37 weeks comes in at. Check your damn date book.
But that don't work because there's a window.
Okay.
You can conceive in.
Uh-huh.
And you can conceive any day within that window.
Well, that'd be a very busy week.
Well, she must have had a very busy life.
Yeah.
My answer.
Judgment, was, but at the same time, it's like, girl, you got your game going.
My answer was, you better consult a solicitor now and start saving for DNAs.
Yep. All right. So what's your week looking like, darling?
I'm back to my normal working hours all day on Fortunica between 8 and 9, 8 right. in the morning until 9 p.m. Life reader all day, apart from a 2-hour slot in the afternoon that I have off every afternoon.
Right.
But I'm also available for private readings as well.
Exactly. All right. And I'm on the 11 to 7 shift again. Yay. Well, it's 11 to 6, but see me at Vampiro Hours.
That's when we manage to get our conversations in, when I'm getting up just as you're going to bed.
Exactly. And if not, you get a message in your box waiting on you. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye.